It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
It's Tom and Loggy. Loggy ride in the desk. Is that what you call it over this side?
I don't usually ride it. I usually stand next to it.
Okay, well, I'm riding the desk. I'm over here pushing the buttons because we're about to do a taste test.
Yes.
Now, last week, Macca's came out with something very special, and it's called the onion ring. I don't know if you've heard of that before.
No, I have. Yeah. I've heard of the onion ring, well, and this is where we are, you know. This is why we're here.
It is. The thing is, let's be real, most famous for the onion ring. And I can't say onion. I know you're dying behind your blindfold.
I'm having a heap of fun just not saying anything, mate, because I know you know.
Exactly. Onion. I can't say onion, right? It's all right. Most famous for the onion ring, Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's it going
to
be?
Well, I've eaten many a HJ's onion ring in my time. Yeah. So I would like to think that I could identify it not only by flavour but by look.
Okay.
And as such, we've put the blindfold on. Now, I've gone with the traditional sailor's knot tie, but there's a few other options that you could have. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get down in bogged down in blindfolds, but if anyone's interested in a little lesson about blindfolds, I'm more than happy to. It's a bit of a hobby of mine.
Also knots around the arms too. He can get you with that one. But right now in front of I'm going to set the scene. You are blindfolded.
Yes.
We do blindfolded. You have two bowls in front of you. One is bowl A. One is bowl B. I have Macca's onion rings in one of them and HJ onion rings in the other. Now,
okay.
Because you were blindfolded, you would need to have a taste test and feel with your fingers only and then make a decision on which one you think is the Hungry Jack's onion rings and which one is the Macca's onion rings. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. I don't want to assume anything. Are we going with left is A and right is B?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we're going into, you are going into bowl A at the moment.
Right, so based on feel, can I just tell you based on feel?
Yeah.
That absolutely A is McDonald's and B is Hungry Jack's.
Okay.
Because Macca's is battered, I think, and
okay.
HJ's is a
now, it is all up to me to remember which one went in which bowl.
Mm.
So, I mean, I'm a bit scared now.
That's not bad.
Because I just, did I forget? Or do
the
I remember?
Onion.
I
do?
Okay.
It's all right.
Okay. Now, I've got two in each bowl. I only want you to eat one of each bowl.
Okay.
So that's A that you just ate.
Yeah, I like
it. What are you thinking so far?
I think that's Macca's.
Okay.
Again, I think it's battered. From memory, and I could be wrong, it's been a while since I've had a Hungry Jack's onion ring, but from memory, they're a bit more of a crumb arrangement, which is what I'm holding in my hand now from bowl two.
Now we're going bowl two.
Oh, hang on. This doesn't feel so crummy as I thought it did.
Right.
That feels like a batter also.
Oh,
now I'm doubting myself.
Okay.
Now I'm doubting myself because this doesn't taste super familiar, whereas the first one did.
Okay. Just on taste alone, what do you think bowl A is?
Oh, man, can I touch them again?
You can touch them again. I was going to say I want to get your guess without the blindfold. Do you want to have a guess with?
Okay, with the blindfold, I'm going to say just based on flavour. I think actually bowl A is Hungry Jack's and bowl B is Macca's.
Are we locking that in?
Yes, but for the blind test, yes, I think so. Based on flavour, I think so.
A, Hungry Jack's, B, Macca's. Take the blindfold off. Do things change for you now, Thomas Lewis?
Yeah, I think they do. I think B looks like a Hungry Jack's one, but A tastes like a Hungry Jack's one. I'm so confused.
You're going to have to... Yeah, okay.
No, I'm going to stick with my flavour, Taylor. I'm going to say Hungry Jack's in A, and I'm going to say Macca's in B.
Which one do you like better?
I think I like A.
A better? A is the Hungry Jack's. B is the McDonald's. You've won it, mate. You know it.
Tommy's tongue don't lie. Tommy's tongue don't lie. Isolate that. Grab that bit of audio and chuck it on a T-shirt.
We're sorry, Macca's, but not today.
No, good on you.
All good people.
Mm.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Going to Brisbane for Christmas, post-Christmas holidays, essentially.
Yep.
Going to spend a couple of weeks up there.
Beautiful.
You know, second half of January. Can't wait. Has been since March 2020, since it was Indy's first birthday, was the last time we saw in person.
Yeah.
Carly's family, because that's right, that weekend was when lockdown started happening.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And we just haven't been able to get there and they haven't been able to get here since. So excited and very much looking forward to getting away and having a bit of a break. Now, Anastasia Palaszczuk announced earlier this week that they were going to open the borders on this coming Monday instead of, you know, later next week.
Mm-hmm.
And also she laid out the rules around it. So it's not just like you're just going to be able to go in if you're double vaxxed.
Yeah.
No.
There's a few other extra hoops you got
to
jump through.
Still have to get a test. Have to get a test within 72 hours of actually going, getting on the plane or driving in, and also on day 5 of being there.
Yeah.
And there's a little disclaimer in there. Well, not disclaimer, a little note in there for you as well. They're like, you will be prosecuted if you don't do that.
God, you'd hope that nothing is delayed, like your flight's not delayed until the next day or
you'd
something.
Hope your results aren't delayed.
Yeah.
My mum, earlier this year, when Goldie was born, she got a test in North Geelong there at Barwon Health North, and 4-5 days went by, and so she got three days in, and she called them, or she looked online, and they were like, "Oh, you can't call until it's been 5 days, and they won't tell you before then." So she had to wait 5 days and isolate for 5 days, and then she called them, and the lady's like, "Why'd you wait 5 days?" Because that's what it says on your website.
I know it's things are happening.
Anyway, so hopefully that doesn't happen because 72 hours does not equate to 5 days.
And then what happens? It's like, it's going to be a thing, but I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be fine. The specific test, though, that we have to do is known as a PCR test, right?
Yep.
And that's for the people playing at home, a polymerase chain reaction.
That's the up the nose.
Yes, the standard test, the proper test, not the quick one.
Yeah.
A molecular test that analyzes your upper respiratory specimen looking for genetic material of the virus that causes COVID-19.
How many tests have you had now?
One. Got tested once because I had to have a procedure.
Yeah.
And I was wild about it because I had done everything I could to not get tested. Because I hate the idea of something up my nose. Anyway, there's a lot of chat about this happening at my house, a lot of, we're going to get this and going to get that. But every time I go to say PCR test, I get it wrong.
Okay.
And I say a PCD test, which is something completely different. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Oh, don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? You are an idiot.
What's the gat, dolls?
No, it's
PCD test. The old PCD. So every time I say it, my mum's like, no, PCR. And I'm like, yeah, but don't you? Like, and then it's in my head for the rest of my day.
Oh, man. You're the only person that would think this. The only person. No one ever called them PCD.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
All right, so my girlfriend sends me this message the other day, okay? And I just want to take you through it because it was quite a, it was okay story.
Yeah.
I don't want to set it up too much.
Okay.
So she said this. So me and ex, her manager. I've got to keep a little bit of...
Well, saying ex sounds like it's her ex, so let's...
Sorry, okay. Her and person. Her manager, person ex, right? Yeah. I have to keep it a bit incognito, right? So me and my manager, her manager, right? They were heading off to a job. I was in my work car and he was in his.
Mm-hmm.
He left before me, but I caught up to him in traffic.
Sure.
Okay? I pull up behind him at the lights... And I'm sitting there singing along to a song on the radio when the music cuts out and his phone hooks up to the Bluetooth in my work car.
What? How is that even possible? Oh, because they're both work
cars? They're both work cars.
So he's driven that one before.
Yes.
Right.
So you know how when you've gone into a car before and you hook up your Bluetooth, your phone is remembered?
Yeah.
So it's easier to hook up?
Maybe that happened to me the other day. I was driving the Ranger, the K-Rock Ranger, and I could not get my phone to connect. Maybe I was connecting to the Bay Carnival.
Maybe. So she continues. All I hear now over the speaker is someone that works for us teeing off at him. She's getting fired for XYZ.
No, hang on. So he can hear the conversation and so can she? What is that? That
doesn't... So, well, it continues. You'll find out.
Sorry, stop asking questions.
No, that's okay. Ask questions. She thinks that she is still talking to my manager, right? This person that is getting fired thinks that she's talking to the manager.
Yeah.
However, The phone call is now connected to my friend's Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
She said, it took me a few seconds to realise what was going on.
Right.
That I'd been thrust into this conversation right in the middle of a sweet spot in this girl's ranting.
Yeah, okay? Okay.
She's giving it the old son of a bang, son of a boom, right?
Yeah.
When suddenly I realise not only can I hear her going off, but I'm pretty sure she can now hear me.
Yes, okay.
If I talk, she's going to assume I've been in the car with my manager listening the whole time.
Yeah, okay, and just being quiet, like pretending like you're not there. Oh,
right?
My God. Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
I let her finish her rant, at which point she's like, X, person X.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello? Are you there? Oh, I've lost you. She hangs up. We move on from the lights. I never mention it to my manager or the chick who got fired.
She's played that perfectly because that is the only thing you can do there.
What a horrible situation. I have never been in this situation. Be careful with your Bluetooth, people. Yeah,
do not.
And be careful with ranting and raving. Do it face to face.
Do not drive and fire is a big lesson.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
Fun fact. Okay, before I launch into the spiel, what are the parameters around it? We've done the nut bush to it.
Yes.
I've done the rub your tummy, pat your head arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it to the tune of when I go to Rio.
Yes. Everyone loves the Fun Fact Friday spiel as much as they love the facts, and you were just getting too good at it. It used to be funnier when you weren't getting it right all the time.
Mm.
So now I've said you need to give us the Fun Fact Friday spiel, but in a different way. But it still conveys the fact that fun facts are still coming up for us on this Friday.
Can I just do the same spiel but with different words?
Yeah.
Okay. At the end of each week, Tom and Loggy. It's hard.
It is hard.
I didn't think about it beforehand.
It's muscle memory now. It's muscle memory now. Just don't swear, whatever you do.
Okay. So at the end of each week, you'll head off to work and you need something to talk to your workmates who aren't your real mates. Can I leave that in?
Yeah, all right.
About. Because talking to them in the kitchen is a hell that no one should have to endure. But endure it you must.
Mm.
So what I like to do is give you a little tidbit or two to drop into that conversation so that then when you leave that conversation but the person goes back to doing their job and then realises that they need to give someone a promotion.
What's another word for opportunity?
Or a chance at a pay rise, then they will say, do you know who I had a great chat with this morning and quite often do? Gary or Karen.
Ah.
And do you know what? The fact that they are so good at their chats with me means they must be good at doing the job that they are paid to do.
Yes.
Let's give them a promotion or a pay rise.
Yeah.
They must be good at it.
Okay.
Did we get there?
Yeah, I think so.
Holy crap, that was like pulling teeth.
Woo! That... Great. Now, okay. We don't have time for facts.
Yeah,
you just...
That's it. That's the segment.
Yeah.
All right. Fun facts for today. Dogs
well done.
This is not, I guess this won't be news to you, but dogs are excellent judges of character. They can sense fear, anxiety, happiness, and will often shun untrustworthy people.
Yes. Well aware.
Poor Wombi, sensing anxiety.
Oh, mate, our house is intense.
Mm. In 2011, a man in Norway called the police on his barber to report him for a terrible haircut. He claimed he was unable to face the public and demanded the police assist him home. Going home in the back of a divvy van from a haircut.
Mm.
In 2013, a 15-year-long French study concluded that bras were completely useless.
No, not with these bad boys.
Mm, it's the French, though.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
You can get high by listening to music. Listening to pleasurable music causes the brain to release the same feel-good hormone experienced after taking drugs.
Okay.
Mm. In Bosnia, a man once faked his own death just to see who would come to his funeral. Only one person showed up, his mother. Now, does that surprise you? The kind of person that would do that?
Ah, great point.
Doesn't have a lot of mates?
Great point. Mm.
Bees sometimes get so drunk that they forget where they live and get lost trying to get home.
Oh,
we've all been there. And in 2019, after years of unsuccessful dates, a 50-year-old British woman decided to give up on men and married her dog.
Well...
And you were going that way?
No, hang on. Yes, but also just as long as it's just a friendship, you know.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Right. Let's quickly wrap this up. Mike Tyson once caught his wife Robin Givens with Brad Pitt when he called back to their house to collect some stuff. You should have seen his face. Tyson joked in a recent interview, or you sort of seen his face. Shall we leave it there?
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Log. Tom and Log on K-Rock.
I have discovered something through conversations with my friends that live up the highway.
Mm.
Okay? And I'm actually a bit nervous to speak about this because I feel like people are going to come for me.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm a bit worried.
That's fine. I'll keep you safe.
We live in a world down here where caravan parks are a... they're a country unto themselves, right?
Right. They've got their own laws.
Oh, yeah. Now, I never grew up in caravan parks.
Okay.
So do you know what I mean? Like our family never holidayed. We didn't have, a setup that we went to every year.
No. Right? I had one close family friend, like family, that they did. They were big caravan park people. And so I reckon two or three times I went with them on trips to the caravan park.
Okay.
That's it. That's my total experience with them.
Yeah. What I've since discovered through conversations is that, number one, depending on where the caravan park is, if you're not in a caravan park now, good luck.
Yeah. Particularly this year. Given,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Like, but even if you wanted to, like, buy your way into a caravan park, good luck.
Well, I didn't even know what that meant until you explained it to me where they have permanent sites and you pay.
Yeah, yeah.
You pay.
You pay.
Yeah, absolutely.
In more ways than one. It seems, though, to me that there are these extra rules that come along with enjoying yourself on a holidays where you simply want to relax. Rules at the caravan park. Number one, a rule that we all know, slow down, okay?
Yeah.
Don't go more than 1K. Don't even run around a caravan park, right?
Why is your car moving?
Seriously.
Slow it down.
Get it. Obviously, kids around. Great rule.
Yeah. Be safe.
Great rule, but still, my God. What about this, though? My friend said to me the other day, they have a site in Phillip Island.
Mm.
And they said that whenever they have guests over, so just say, hey, our friends, they camp in Phillip Island for 2 weeks or whatever. We're going to Phillip Island. Let's pop around to their caravan park. Maybe we'll have dinner together, you know, whatever.
We'll
hang out with them where they're staying.
Yeah.
$10 a head per person.
To walk into the caravan park.
Yeah,
okay.
$10 a head.
Is that to discourage that type of behaviour?
I don't know. But it's your holiday house.
Yeah, I know.
It's your holiday house. $10. That does it? It's not per hour or anything. $10 you pay if you're there for an hour or you're there for 10 hours.
Yeah, right. Well, you'd be there for 10 hours, won't you, if you're paying $10.
What is this?
Value for money.
So there is this underbelly of rules and regulations and laws that happen at caravan parks that I'm not aware of.
Politics.
What are they? I want to know.
5223 2955. Give us a call.
You can remain anonymous too, because
absolutely.
I know you probably don't want to drop your name if you've got one in the area.
Absolutely. We've got Lauren in Whittington. What's your experience with caravan parks, mate?
Last Christmas, we were at a caravan park where they had a curfew on the fire pits, which is fine. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We put our fire pit out at 10 or 11, and then the ranger came around and said, okay, off to bed. We're like, the fire's out. We're just quietly talking. He's like, nope, bedtime. And he, like, literally waited for us to go inside the tent.
What?
What?
Bedtime at your own caravan site. That's ridiculous.
And that's...
Yeah, I mean... The noise thing, I can understand,
yeah,
you know, but
yeah, yeah.
literally was like, okay, bedtime, and waited for us to go to bed.
Just stood there with his arms crossed, tapping his feet. Was this a, don't say, you don't have to say where it was specifically, but was this a local caravan park or were you away in Victoria somewhere?
No, it was away.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's best to remain like that anonymous, Lauren, because they've probably got all of our names written down. We'll never be able to go to a local caravan park ever again.
Okay.
Mm, what about you, Sue from Torquay, if that is your real name?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I could go on for an hour, but honestly, as a kid in the 70s, we used to come down all the way from where we lived in Belmont to Torquay for holidays, and we used to have the best time. Yeah. There was no rules back in the 70s. You could do what you want.
Yeah.
So my memory of camping was just sensational, and summer seemed to be long and everything was perfect. But then having my own children, grade 1 and 2 year olds, I ended up taking them with a whole lot of other families. So we had, you know, maybe 5 families, 10 kids.
Yeah.
And I'm very interactive with my kids. So I made scavenger hunts and, you know, where they could learn and educate about the area. And they're all running around collecting clues and, you know, had to pick certain things and write things down. And anyway, the ranger came up and told us off because we were too disruptive to the other campers. We weren't in the tents. We were like going along the beaches and the bushes. And, you know, it was, and I couldn't believe it. I'm going, but the kids are just having fun. This is like 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Too much.
You can come here, but you can't do anything. Don't do anything. Stay in your tent.
And Lauren, I totally agree with the, you know, okay, you're just whispering together as adults having a quiet drink at the end of the night. Mm. Nope, can't do that. Had the same thing, crossing their arms, waiting for you to go to bed.
Oh,
it really
God.
It was very upsetting. This is not local Torquay ones, by the way. This is down the coast. But we moved to another caravan park because of that. And then there was this, they had like a unofficial person who was just a camper, but obviously goes there every year, who decided to be the manager of the place in the evening.
Oh, that's
so he would
great.
Walk around telling us all to be quiet and not talk. And yeah, and I must say, I was done after that. I've got
to cabin tail. Okay, so see, there's this weird underbelly that we've found. Oh, my God.
All right.
It's a dirty secret.
Caitlin and Leopold, wrap this one up for us. What's your experience,
mate? Yeah, no worries. We went away just recently, actually, and we stayed at a caravan park that, you know, it was a Big Four and it advertised, you know, you can ride on the, if you're a Big Four member, you know, you can ride on the pedalo bikes and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, the kids lined up all excited, got out of the car, whatever. Oh, no, they're privately owned. Sorry.
What?
So it was advertised on their website that we could use them if we were Big Four members, and they're like, sorry, those ones are privately owned, you have to pay.
Oh, so you can use them if you're a Big Four member who buys one of the pedalo
machines. Maybe. And not only that, there were signs up everywhere, kids aren't allowed to ride on the footpath, fair enough.
Yeah.
Stay on the roads and whatever. But then our one-year-old was in a little bike thing, like a trike that you have to push it.
Yeah.
And we're going around the toilet blocks there because it was the only footpath, and one of the locals that are there every year is yelling at me.
No!
Come on!
No bikes on the footpath! I'm like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh my God. Slow down, 1 year old!
Tom and Log. K-Rock.